up for 5 seconds.
Yud Kislev, Sunday the 22nd of November, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, social pressure.
Ooh. Social pressure to be at the Torah on a Sunday morning. The Chorah. No? So, let us look at the current parashas that we are learning and ask a few questions, if I may. Starting with, obviously, parashas Vayishlach. Did you say it was Yud Kislev today? Oy vey. Wow, Hanukkah's on the march. So, Parshas Vayishlach begins with the word Vayishlach, and it describes the message that Yaakov Avinu sends to his brother Esau, right? And so let's try and understand what this message was, and find out why, perhaps, Esau might have been so frightened. In other words, what was this image or message that Yaakov is trying to portray to Esau to warn him off from causing him harm. Vayishlach Yaakov el Esau ochiv arus seis leedoy. Vayitzav oisam leimor, he says, koi somula adoni le Esau, this is what you should say to my brother Esau. Im lovon garti vo eicharad oto. I have lived with lovon all this time and I'm still around. Zog Rashi. Right. So Rashi, what's Shatim Lovon Garti? I've lived with Lovon and I'm still here. So Rashi, Tariag Mitzvah Shomarti. Garti can be a rearranged spell Tariag. I managed to keep the 613 mitzvahs when I was living with Lovon. And I didn't learn from his bad ways. So if I can survive Lovon, I'll survive you, Esav Horosha. And then he says, and all the other things. But his opening line, his punchline, is to say, if I survive Lovon, I'll survive Esau. What should Esau have been so afraid of? What should have made him so impressed? Wow, Yaakov, you managed to survive the onslaught of Lovon. I don't stand a chance against you. What aspect of Lovon in particular was Yaakov getting at? If I could survive him, I'll survive you. What was so inherent in that message that should have frightened Esau? Question number one. If we rewind back a little bit and we look at the parashas describing not Yaakov and Esau's altercation, but that of Avraham and Lot. Avraham and Lot also didn't get along so well, eventually. And the truth is that if you bring a little Chedi Ingel in here and say to him, Avraham, Tzadik, yeah, Tzadik Yisoid Olam, and you ask him, and Lot, ach, a Rosha, right? Lot was a Rosha. How do you know Lot was a Rosha? Because Rashi says so. The Loshon of Rashi is, in Parshas Lech Lecha, where we discover that Avraham Avinu was somewhat limited in his ability to receive the word of Hashem. Rashi tells us why that is. So Rashi calls the man Shehoya Horosha Imoi Hoya Hadibu Poyresh Mimenu. As long as Lot was together with Avraham, that prevented Avraham from hearing the Dibur, from hearing from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So Rashi outright refers to Lot as a Rosha. And further on we find as well, Rashi brings it down from the Medrash Rabbah. On the Pasuk, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, Zog Rashi, B'Shem Chazal, Hisia Atzmoy Mikadmoy Noishel Oilom. Lot separated himself, distanced himself, traveled away, so to speak. Mikadmoy Noishel Oilom. Omar, Efshi Loiva Avraham, the Loibe Loikov. He says, I don't want to know Avraham, and I don't want to know Avraham's God. Right? That's Pshat, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, right? Is a lotion of Lot leaving Kadmoy Noishel Oilom. Lot's a Rosha. But, in the Oisus Rabbi Akiva, it's brought down as follows. Omaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Yaakov here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, Uma Loit, if already Loit, Shetzadik Gomur Hoyo, who was a complete tzadik, Ve'oisik Batoira, and he used to engage in Torah. Afilo hochi nonetheless, Loi rotza Avraham leilechimoi. Avraham still felt that he couldn't walk with Lot, despite Lot being a tzadik gomor. So Esau v'chicha, shehu rosha gomor, So your brother Esav, who is an undisputed Rosha, haloi tisporeg mimenu, surely you should distance yourself from him as well. What on earth? Here we have a chazal that refers to Loit as a tzaddik gomor v'oisik b'Torah. Doesn't quite shtim with the Rashi, who says he was a Rosha in more than one place. Question number two. Question number three comes on this week's Haftorah. At the end of this week's Haftorah, I know there are various different minhagim as to what part of the Haftorah, we're in different places this morning. This is Ashkenaz here. Definitely. Just in case I might have thought otherwise. So, Nuzach Ashkenaz finished with the posuk, Mi chochom v'yovein eile, novoim v'yedoim. Who is such a wise person, a discerning person, who can understand this? And you're thinking, okay, what's this? I'm really excited to hear what this tremendous chochma is coming up. I need to be a chochom and a novoim, to understand what's about to come. What is it? Ki yoshorim darkei Hashem, that the ways of Hashem are yoshar, are straight. The tzadikim yelchubom, upoishim yikoshlubom. Tzadikim walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are straight, and the poishim, the choitim, the sinners, are yikoshlubom, they stumble along the ways of Hashem. Not many pesukim in Tanakh begin with an introduction of saying, Mi chochom v'yovein eileh. Who's a chochom? Who can understand what we're about to say? Right? As if it's some tremendous deep secret. Right? You need tremendous chochmah to understand it. And what is he? Waiting, what is it? That the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are straight. Okay. Kikudei Hashem Mishorim, and the many other psukim that say that the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are straight. And tzadikim walk in them. Okay, I'm still waiting with him. And Yerushalayim Yikoshu, what's in the grace of chochmah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Yes.
So three questions I like to, they seem disparate, they seem to be disconnected, but hopefully we'll tie them all together under the banner of social pressure. Try to use Torah pressure. By Yishlach, what was the message that Yaakov was sending Esau that was so frightening that I survived long? What particular aspect? Number one, those are still coming in, I'm just going to repeat the questions. What was Yaakov Avinu's great scary message to Esau? That's question number one. How do we understand Loit and Astira in Chazal? Which is, let's say, the Oseh Rabbi Akiva and the Medrash Rabbah, the Rashi quotes, that Loit, we've always been told, was a Rosha Gomor, and yet we find in Chazal more than one place, actually, that Loit was a Tzaddik, and that was used as a Kal V'chomer for Yaakov to have to leave Esau, because Abraham had to leave Loit, who was a tzaddik. Kal v'chomer, you should leave Esau, who was a rosha. What's the pshat? And also from yesterday's Haftorah, to try to understand, what's this michochom, yovin, eileh? Somebody has to be a gross chochom to understand that the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are straight, and tzaddik can walk in him and Rishon stumble. Mazin. Oseh Rabbi Akiva is brought down in the Sefer Torah Shlomo that I have here brought down in the Michtav Nio from Hagon Rav Desla. Okay, so it's a free Dikim Makoyah, Mistoma from Rabbi Akiva himself. So it's the Chazal that's countering the other Chazal from Medrash Rabbah. I don't have an Oseh Rabbi Akiva open in front of me, is what I'm saying. I have it brought down from Rav Desla. And I'm going to use part of the Maimur of Rav Desla actually to bring out a vital Nakuda. Say Zazoy. I think a way to address all of these problems in the sugya of Yaakov and Esav and the sugya of Avraham and Loit, and yesterday's Haftorah as well, to try to address all of these ideas, I think we do need to talk about the idea of social pressure or environmental conditioning. Because mitzad echad we find in Chazal that a human being, before they're born, are pretty much predetermined in terms of their character, in terms of their personality. Right, this is Shaitim Furushi Gemara, Bakanta Gemara, in Nida Dafte Zayinu Medalef, Oysa Malach HaMamuna Al HaHaroyim, the Malach that is responsible for pregnancy. Ma'amid Olif Ne HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands this baby, this unborn baby, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'oy Melefano Av Ribayin Shaloy Lamatehe Oleha. What will be with this child? Gibor Oy Cholosh, Chocham Oy Tipesh, Oshir Oy Oni. Will he be strong or weak? Will he be wise or unwise? Rich or poor? Either Rosh or Tzadik, lo ka'amam. Whether there will be a Rosh or a Tzadik, that's not determined. as it continues, it says, Hakol b'dei shomayim, kos b'yira shomayim, shenem amuashim, shomim mochkim l'yira. But basically, most of this child's personality, most of his character traits, most of his future is already determined. This is what we call, what they call nature. This is the person's nature, determined, al pi hashkofas ha-Torah, by the Rabbeinu Shlomo, but that's a person's character. And the truth is that we see that, b'derech klal, you see a person the way they are at 20, the way they are at 50, the way they don't fundamentally change their personalities. Obel. But there is an aspect that can have a profound impact on a person. And this we already learn in Parshas Korach. In Parshas Korach state, Vayokom Moshe vayelech al dosim ba'aviron vayelech l'achrav zikne Yisrael. Vayidabel ha'eido leimor suru no me'al o'leo anoshim. Sorry. Apologies. Ha'rshoim ha'ele. You should move away from the tents of these people, these Rashoim. Don't even touch what they possess. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a warning that they shouldn't even touch their physical objects, because coming into contact with a physical object of a rosha can leave an impact, can leave an impression. Move away, distance yourself. The truth is already the beginning of Parshas Korach. What did he take? Right, as Rashi famously says, because he was in close proximity to Reuven, oy le rosha, oy le shcheino. So Dvar Musug, that if a person is in close proximity to a negative person, that it is woe unto him, because he will absorb some of their rishus chas v'shalom. And in case people think, not me, I am a tzaddik, I am well planted in my ways, I am not going to be impressed or be influenced or be impacted upon by somebody else. I know what I need out of life, right? We should be reminded that there was a great tzaddik, right, whose name is Yehoshua. Yehoshua Hanovi, the Groze Yehoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud, the moon to Moshe Rabbeinu's son, whose name was not always Yehoshua, his name is Hoshea. So how did his name become Yehoshua? Ko Yoshi Acho Me'atzas HaMeragim. You're going to be spending time with these other Meragim, and they've got negative ambitions, right? Even though Yehoshua is not safe. And Kolev, also not safe. We know that Kolev had to go to Chevron to Davin al-Kivri Ho'ovos in order to protect himself on the scheming, planning of the Meraglim. So you find even the biggest tzaddikim on earth could not rely on themselves. They needed protection. Because being in that sort of negative environment could be extremely damaging. Yitzchok! Sarah comes to Avraham Avinu and says, Avraham, Yishmael has to go. Nah! I'm here. I'm quite a good Jew. You're here, Sarah. You're a wonderful Jew immigrated to me. Yitzchok is a tzaddik. We'll cope with the Yishmael in our midst. Nay. Kol asher toima Sarah. Shema b'koilo. Sarah's right. Even a Yitzchok can be negatively influenced by a Yishmael. It's not a raya. That suru no me'al ohale ha'anoshim ho'rashoim ho'ele is a vital principle, not just in the story of Korach, but throughout life. Even the greatest tzaddikim, Yehoshua, Kolev, Yitzchok, they need to distance themselves from the kind of people who can have an impact on them. But why is that? Because of what it says in the Rambam. In Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Vov, he says, Derech b'riyosoi shel odom, li'yos nimshach b'de'oisov uve'maisov achareyov v'chaveirov. The lotion of the Rambam is that it is normal, for it is the way of the world, that a person is influenced, heavily influenced, not just in his actions, but even in his way of thinking, in his daily conduct, by his reyov v'chaveir of his friends and his chaverim, v'noyheg b'minag anshe medinosei, and a person is even accustomed to behaving according to the culture of his country. And whenever I was in Eretz Yisrael recently, I'm always bemused at the bus stop, right? Because in this country, if you see people getting on the bus, it's a situation of, after you, sir, right? Can I take your bags for you? In Eretz Yisrael, they're getting on the bus before it's even arrived at the bus stop, right? So this is a minag medina. That's it. As soon as you get off the bus, it's like, is it wrong? Is it right? No one's saying what's wrong or right. I lived in America for a good number of years. Outside in New York, try not saying good morning to somebody. Right? It's unheard of. You're uncultured. Where'd you grow up? Who dragged you up? Right? In this country, Try saying good morning to somebody. Oh. You get arrested. sorry, do I know you? I remember asking, I was on the subway in New York once, and I didn't know where to get off. No one knows where to get off. And I was asking which state. I just asked the person next to me, so which stop to get off? The whole, as they call it, the whole carriage, don't get this one. Right. This is an underculture. Don't ask me what goes on in Germany. Actually, I got lost in Germany once on Shabbos morning in Frankfurt. I was completely lost. It was quite an unnerving experience. But they helped. They were very polite. They helped me get to where I needed to be. And a person thinks and a person behaves, right, according to the surrounding culture. So he does. He said in Rambam already in his day, when he was in Egypt and Spain. Therefore, a person has to be mitzchabel tzadikim eleishav esach chachomim tomid. And a person always needs to surround themselves with tzadikim and chachomim, sit at the feet of chachomim, kidei she'ilmid b'maaseim, in order that he should learn from their maasim. V'yisrachim min arashoyim ahulchim b'choshech, kidei she'lo yilmid b'maaseim. Hu she'shloim ahoyim ahulich es chachomim yechkom v'roi kisilim yeroya. It's quite poshut. It doesn't matter who we think we might be. We're not greater than Yehoshua. I'm not upsetting anybody here, or anybody listening anywhere, that we're not Yehoshua, we're not Kalev, we're not Yitzchok. And they also needed separating from negative environments, because at the end of the day, no matter how confident we think we are, and no matter how secure we believe we might be in our deos and maisim, there's no shaila in the world that the people around us make a tremendous impact on how we behave. And one more nakuda on this part before I start taking it back into the parasha. Amor dikidaher in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim. What happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim? When it came to the end, they were about to leave, but they had one more mitzvah to perform. Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach. Before you leave, Korban Pesach. Right? How long had they been in Mitzrayim for? 210 years. Right? 210 years. They couldn't leave before they performed one more mitzvah. Perform this mitzvah, right, and you can go. But how were they told to eat this Korban Pesach? This is how you should eat it. Mosneichem chagurim, na'aleichem beragleichem, umakelchem beyedchem. Make sure your coats are buckled, make sure your shoes are on and tied, and make sure your walking stick is in your hand. How are you supposed to eat a Korban Pesach when I'm holding my walking stick? So you're not out to crack the bones and make it a bit easy. You're holding a walking stick, right? You're going to Korban Pesach. You'll be smashing someone else's etzem, that's for sure. Now you've got the Korban Pesach, you've got your crutches, you're trying to eat the Korban Pesach. Put this stick down. What's that showing that? So put this stick over here. You see people coming to shul, the stick is here. I'm going to have my coat on with my belt. So what are you going to say? I'm in a hurry. I've been here for 210 years. Another 10 seconds to pick up my stick. The answer is yes. Another 10 seconds in Mitzrayim, intolerable. 210 years, Moshe knows exactly. You can make it till here. Another 30 seconds, I'm looking for my shoes. Right, the kids, where's my shoes, Daddy? Right, there's no time for that. Because another 10 seconds in Mitzrayim can have a gefelach ha-hashba. Moridik. That we underestimate the impact and the influence of the environment of the people around us. The Mele states in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, first period Mishnah above, we need to distance ourselves from bad neighbors and certainly not make friends with the Rosh. Not making friends with the Rosh, I can understand, but even a bad neighbor. Right, the Mishnah says harchek, as it says suru me'al ohaleh ha'anoshim ha'roshoim ha'ile, because even living or spending time in their environment can have a tremendously negative impact. It's stated by Tanura there, the famous moshul of somebody who goes into a perfumery. That when they come out, they smell of the perfume. You can't help it. Right? Maybe I shouldn't use a lot of perfume in this environment. We'll go into a whiskey distillery. That's probably more matin for this crowd. You come out there smelling a whiskey, or the Golan Heights winery. You're going to come out with a sense of inebriation of some level, right? Even though you haven't necessarily even partaken of anything in there, because the lemaisa is the harchik mishochin roz. I said Bartanura there. In fact, I saw in the Tosis Yom Tov, I believe. No, yes, either Tosis Yom Tov or Beinu Bachir, one of the pshatim and ovois. The harchik is loshen hifil. Listen to this. Harchik mishochin ro is not just a message to the new neighbour, it's to the present neighbour. If the present neighbour is up to no good, he has a duty to warn any neighbours coming into the neighbourhood, you really don't want to live on my street. You really don't want to live next to me. I'm no good for you. Harcheik is a tzivui on the Shochein Ra. So, this is all very well when we're dealing with a Yishmael, or we're dealing with an Esav. We can understand this is a Shochein Ra, this is a Rosha, Al Tischabel the Rosha. But sometimes it's not so poshut. Sometimes it's not so easy to know who the Rosha is. Sometimes it's not so easy to know who the bad neighbor is. We don't know who they are. And when that's the case, it's actually even more dangerous. And this can be derived, Taka, from yesterday's Haftorah, and why it requires Chochmah. Because let's look at that pasuk. Mi Chochmah Yoven Eile, who can understand this? Understand what? That Yeshorim Darkei Hashem, the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are straight. Tzadikim Yelchubom, so far I get it, Tzadikim walk in the ways of Hashem. Upoishim, the Rishoim, let's stop there for a second. I would have thought, should say, that they're not walking in the path of Hashem at all. They're off the derech. Tzadikim Yelchubom, Rishoim Einom Holchim Bom. Rishoim are not walking in the ways of Hashem. That's not what it says in the Pasuk. Urishoim, Poishim, Yikoshlu Bom. The Rishoim are nichshal on the ways of Hashem. Now what does that mean? What's meant that the Rosha is stumbling, but he's on the way of Hashem? You could argue, what's so terrible though, a Rosha stumbling? So you stumble on the way of Hashem, or we crawl on the way of Hashem, or we shuffle along the way of Hashem. Chotch, we're on the way of Hashem, no? At least he's getting there somehow. Tzadikim are able to march, and Rishoim are stumbling along behind. Halavai! A Gemara in Baba Basra will help us understand why it's not halavai at all. Omer Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dilemma. What was his dilemma? That there were business people who were cheating. They were cheating with the weights and soaking them in salt, and it was tipping the balance in their own favour, cheating the customers. Some shtick was going on where people couldn't discern where the shtick was happening. It wasn't outright robbery. There were people who were cooking the books. The people were cheating in business. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, as all Rabbonim had a dilemma as to, does he talk about it in shul or doesn't he talk about it in shul? Unfortunately, there are things that go on in the Kehillah that Rabbonim feel, on the one hand, I need to talk about, because otherwise, how is anybody ever going to learn? Or we'll soon see actually an even stronger argument than that in a moment in the Gemara. But mitzad sheni, if I talk about it, why should I not talk about it? Because if I talk about it, I might start putting ideas into people's heads. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, read in his time, had a similar dilemma. Oylim oymer, oylim loy oymer. Woe is to me if I say it, and woe is to me if I don't say it. As the expression goes, doomed if I do and doomed if I don't. Whatever I do, I'm stuck. Im oymer, if I say the problem, if I speak it out, shema yilmudu aramoyim, then the cheats will learn from me. Bim loy oymer, if I don't say it, if I don't give a drosha about this, Shemo Yoimru Horamoim Ein Talmidei Chachomim Bikim B'Maisei Yodeinu. People will say the Chachomim are out of touch. The Chachomim don't know what's going on. The Chachomim, yeah, we can get away with this. When the Chachomim really do know what's going on, but they don't dare talk about it because there's somebody sitting in the audience thinking, ah, what a clever idea. I can give some examples, but I'm also on camera, so I've got to be careful. Oh. There are things that go on that people talk about, the Chachamim know about, but they can't necessarily always speak about. So the Gemara says, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai do? L'maisa, Iboilu, Omra Eloi Omra. Did he say it? Did he give a drasha? Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Omra, of course he said it. Ah, Umehaikro Omra. And where did he get his inspiration from? This pasuk, Ki Yishorin Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubom, Upoishim Yikoshlubom. The ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are straight. Tzadikim will learn how to behave, and Rishoyim will learn how to misbehave from the Torah. But that's their problem. That's not my responsibility. I've got to teach what the Torah says. If a person then takes that very Torah and twists it into the negative agenda, shame on them. Not my problem. Moridiki Gemara. And what this Gemara teaches is that there's a musuk of Rishoyim Yikoshlu Bom. That Poshim Yikosh Lubom means that Rishoyim will actually use the Torah to corrupt Yiddishkeit. Yes. Unfortunately, in the history of our people, too often it's been the case that the biggest dangers and the biggest threats that we've suffered have not been from overt Rishoyim. People turning up as total amaratzim, just rishis oozing out of them, and they've got all these terrible ideas about how they're going to undermine Yiddishkeit. No. More often than not, the people that have injected more poison into our system have been people who knew Shas Bal Peh. They could quote you Rishonim and Halacha verbatim. And mitoich the Darkei Hashem yikosh lubom. They created mechsholos, not despite knowing Torah, but because of it. We've got to be careful again, because everything's being recorded. But everybody knows there's a recent movement of a new type of Visehist orthodoxy, right? The Rabbonim have said that this is treif, this is chazatreif. It's chazatreif. And the reason it's more dangerous is because of its insidiousness. It's not a direct attack, it's couched in tzidkus. It's couched in divrei Torah. And when that's the case, it's uposhim yikoshlubom. And that's why the Novi says, mi chocham v'yovein eile. It requires chochmah to pick this up. When somebody walks into me and says, eat chazatreif, it doesn't eat a lot of chochmah and a lot of havona to say, I'm sorry, dos nishvam here. That's not for me. But when somebody comes in with a twist and a koshlu bomb on the derech of Hashem, that requires more chochmah, more havona, because it requires more of a discernment. So it requires more of an understanding. Coming back into the parasha. Who was this lover? It's referred to as open orthodoxy. All we know is that maybe offline we can discuss more what it is. You can ask the next speaker actually to describe more what it is. But we follow the words of the Chachamim and we walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, you know, people, okay, you know what we can talk about that's less controversial, because we're definitely amongst friends, is Reform Judaism. Now, people think, you know, a bunch of Amoratsim. People don't know the basics of history. How profoundly influential these people were, because they could wave a Gemara at you. And they knew what they were talking about. And it's in that situation that we're put more at risk. Because it's not there on a different derech. It's poshim yikosh lubom. That's what the Novi is saying. Mi chocham v'yovein eile. And many, many other similar instances. Azoidos. Yeah. Okay, well, seeing as we're in the world of provocation and controversy now anyway. You know, a few months ago now, I was upstairs in my house, and some missionaries had turned up on my doorstep, right? So most people send them packing. I said to my kids, wait, keep them there, wait, I'm coming, right? And I came downstairs, I kept them there for an hour, right? What? So that they couldn't see anybody else, right? I didn't realize later my kids were listening from upstairs. And with great Seattle Dishmaya, I basically sent them packing. When I finished this, and I pack your bags and clear out of town, and they did. But my opening line was, said, your great saviour, do you think he looked more like you or me, or like me? Can you read the language that he was talking from? I can, right? So why was I saying that? Because we forget that religion began with a rabbi. Began with somebody who could quote you Shas Bal Peh. Yeah? We forget that. We forget that the greatest danger to our people has come from within. It's the enemy within. It's that insidious threat. And this is Lava. What Yaakov was saying to Lava, was saying to Esau, was that if I could survive Lava with all of his levenus, all of his whiteness, all of his so-called tzidkus, lo yosa kemim kemenu, we don't do things like this, to give the tzeiro lifnei abechira, right, the grosser tzadik Lava. Yaakov was saying to Esau, if I could survive him and all of his crafty charlatanism, I will survive you as well. I know how to deal with used car salesmen. I'm not afraid of you. Yes, Esau, you are sheker, and the whole body is a chazir, because they're nothing like Lavan. Lavan is the ultimate poshim yikoshlu bomb. He's the ultimate, says, lo yosa kemim koneinu. This is the Rosha who provides a threat that is very difficult to pluck out and to analyze and to understand and to assess properly. But that's the greatest threat. That's why on Seder night, coming back to Seder night and Korban Pesach, we say, tzeu lamad ma bikesh Lavan ho'arami lasas le'yakov avinu. Sheparo ilo goza ilo lazchorim. But the love of Vikish Lakers, all of a sudden, Paro is not so gefelach. All of a sudden, there's Mitzrayim, Makers, Bachuris, all about Paro. All of a sudden, Paro, look on the Chorim. Love on, much worse. What was going on? The answer is because Paro is a direct threat. He's an overt attack on Klal Yisroel. I'm going to kill you. Whereas Love on is under the table. So Vikish Lakers, Akkoil is much more dangerous. When it comes to Loitz, Reb Dessler. Is Masvi that Lot could have been a tzaddik. In fact, Kolzman, he was with Avraham Avinu, he was a tzaddik. But the problem is, as he calls it, he had a hashchoso musteres bipnimi yusoi. There was a rishus deep embedded within Lot that once he spent time in Sodom and in that environment, that rishus came out and he became a rosha. And the scary thing is, that a person can be a tzaddik, but can have a dark side. And nobody's perfect. And in the wrong kind of environment, that dark side can flourish and actually eclipse the good side, and a person can go on a very different derech. We think, this person's always been a tzaddik, is always going to be a tzaddik. It's not like that. I've seen people where it doesn't always work that way. Doesn't mean they were always reshoim, chas reshoim. The same... Lot, that in one Chazal we're told was the tzaddik gom of Oisik Matorah.
Where was it, please? Where is it?
The Oisik Rabbi Akiva brought in the Torah Shlomo Lech Lecha Yud Gimel Oisik Lamedalit in the Michna Veliyahu, Chedik Beis, page 166, in a mimer called Avram Veloit that begins with Lech Lecha. Why am I pushing me for this Rabbi Akiva? I suppose it is a bit chiddush. I understand why people want to know the mocker for it. There you go. Right? You can come over when we're finished in a minute and see it inside. But Einmol, that he was separated from Avraham Avinu, found himself amongst Sodom, the Anshei Sodom. That dark side had its opportunity to flourish and grow and overwhelm the good side. And this is a pachad, because it can happen to anybody, potentially. Nobody's perfect. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh v'lo yechato. We're not malachim. So you can find wonderful people, but... So, and I'm slightly over, but that's because I've been slightly delayed. If I can just borrow one more minute, just to share just a couple of things, because this is all very depressing. So how does the person respond? So just three very quick ideas. One is taku from Mitzrayim itself. Shloshinu es shemom. V'eshoshonu ves malbushom. There's tremendous value in a person's external environment. People say, it's all external. But we have to understand that the Yidden were rescued from Mitzrayim, survived Mitzrayim and the onslaught of Mitzrayim because they taka wore Yiddish clothing. They spoke with the Yiddish sprach. They had Yiddish names. And that cannot be underestimated, number one. Sorry, it can't be overestimated, I suppose. Number one. Number two, as much as it says, Al-Tzachabal Arosha, it does say that a person should have a good friend. Chover Toiv, Shochin Toiv, Kinei Lecho Chover, Kiyudua. It's more important to have a good friend than it is to have a good rov, because a rov, it says, asei lecho rav. But when it comes to a friend, kenei lecho chover, cherv al abadim. As Choni Amado said, oi chavruso, oi misuso. Either I've got a good friend that can tell me where I'm going wrong, it can create a good environment for me, or I'm lost, oi misuso, or I'm dead. This is stated in Pasuk. Ne'emonim pitzei oihe v'na'atoris nishikoi soine. Ne'emonim pitzei oihev. Trustworthy are the wounds of your beloved, of your friend. My friend's giving me wounds? Yes, a wound of a friend to somebody who says, doth toignish, and that's not right, and I'm going to correct you. That's a real friend. A real friend is not somebody who says, Shlomo HaMelech, who tells you everything is fine, and hunky-dory, as the expression goes, but somebody who's willing to say where it's not good. And last but not least, coming back to Yaakov himself, Rameah Shapira explained in the Rashi that says that Yaakov was telling Esav, lo lamadati mimaisav horoim, that I did not learn from Lavan's bad ways, that Yaakov is actually criticizing himself. And Yaakov is saying, I should have learned from Laban's bad ways how not to behave. Or even more, I should have seen how Laban went about his conduct with such enthusiasm and so much planning and so much conniving and so much intent, right? Halavai, I should take some of that and put that into my learning and into my Torah and into my tefillah. I'm criticizing myself. And what we can learn from that is, inevitably, we do find ourselves in negative environments. Maybe the etzah from this Rashi is when we are in a negative environment to look around and say, oh, look at how they are using all these koiches l'ra. I can use these koiches b'ez Hashem l'toiv. And if we can do that b'ez Hashem, we can survive whatever Golus has to throw at us.